Hey guys, I decided to give you a little update on things I'm working on as I relaunch the podcast. I have decided to build a website with the GoDaddy Airo, their new AI supported website software, and I still need to figure out the domain name and everything, but I may have already purchased it. It's a little bit cloudy from last year when I was going through chemo and everything, but I need to look at my account and see if I already have the truthtellerpodcast.com domain. But what I am going to be doing, and I already have the main part of the website finished. What I'm going to be doing is I have my website on the first page, the home page. I'm going to have my podcast player. So anytime you go to the website, you're going to be able to look at the newest podcast episodes right there on the front page. The other thing I did was something that some friends of mine thought would be really good, and that would be to make a list of all of my books on spiritual warfare initially. I have a lot of books on the topic, and if you have listened to any of my previous podcasts, you will know that I have a lot of experience and background in spiritual warfare. I came out of Satanism and I went through my deliverance over a 3-year period, starting at Moody Bible Institute and finishing in seminary. And after I finished going through my deliverance, the enemy really attacked me in a lot of ways. And during the process, that was probably, it might have even more been more difficult than going through my cancer treatment these last 12 months and everything I've gone through. And yeah, it was extremely difficult, and I'll share some podcasts on some things I went through in that situation. But what I did was I went through my library. I've got 2 7-foot-tall bookcases, and I think I've got over 50 books on spiritual warfare and biblical demonology and counseling and deliverance and things like that. And what I did was I went through, picked everything out, put piles of books on my big desk, and I used the list, and I used dictation software from Google. That's part of Google Docs, which, if you guys don't know about it, it's pretty awesome because right now I have neuropathy in my fingers, and if I try to type, I have to use index fingers, and it takes forever to do it. But with dictation software, I can use the headset and the microphone that I'm using right now, and all I have to do is edit what I say, and it's really, really awesome. But I have over 50 books that I made a list of, and I put them on a page on the website, and I made those available so you guys have something to take a look at. Several of the books, I would say, take them with a grain of salt. I have a very holistic approach to the way I look at things. I have a strong foundation from Moody Bible Institute in biblical demonology, and I have the experiences that I've had, and I've read a series of books, and I know the authors of those books, and I've talked to them, and they mentored me, and things like that, and that's where my foundation is. Some of the books are going to be super charismatic. Some are going to be super, super charismatic. Take those with a very big grain of salt. But the main books that I trust are written by people that are part of the ministry that Mark Bubeck, the author of The Adversary and Overcome the Adversary and other books. He was a Moody grad and he started the Institute for Biblical Counseling. And he's the one I got my training through, and Dr. Fred Dickinson, my mentor at Moody Bible Institute in Spiritual Warfare. He is one of the main teachers there for many years, and he also mentored me and taught me. So that's where my foundation is, biblical counseling. And the interesting thing is, that is the only spiritual warfare counseling and deliverance ministry and training ministry that I know of that is not charismatic. So that would be a real shocker. If you have not heard of them, you'd be like, wow, they're not charismatic and they help deliver people. Yep. They do exist, believe it or not. And they are not Baptist and they are not non-denominational. So go figure, huh? If you know about deliverance ministry, you would be shocked to know that something like that is even available. And yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's really, really awesome. My theological understanding is right in line with the people that founded that. The only thing I might, go back and forth on a little bit is dispensationalism. Even though that's my background and my training, I'm open to discussion about different views, and I'm also open to discussion about things like once saved, always saved, or God allowing people to turn their back on him if they choose they don't want to serve him anymore. I'm not going to get into all that conversation, but it's interesting. Anyone that takes a look at the majority of people that are in the institutional church today can make a very good argument for the fact that people are not saved. Because, in my opinion, and the opinion of the majority of people that have left the church, for the same reason that I have, they would say that the majority of people, their life is basically a mockery and their life is apostate in the church today. And I would say that the very, 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 very small percentage of people that truly are Christians are either trying to hold a candle in a dark place in the institutional church, or they are outside the institutional church doing ministry. And I think you'll find a lot more people that are having vibrant ministries outside the walls of the institutional church. And if you get to know them, you're going to realize, you're going to be like, your eyes are going to open up and you're going to be like, wow, this is amazing. I don't have to be within the walls of the church. I can be in a small group of people that are serving God and in love with Jesus and encouraging one another and challenging one another and teaching one another and rightly dividing the word of God like the Bereans. And it's not inside the walls of a church. You know, it is possible, guys. It is there. I know that a lot of people say if you're not going to church every Sunday, you're not a Christian. Well, you know what? If you go to McDonald's, you're not a Happy Meal. So go figure, right? But anyway, that's a little tangent. That's about 10 or 20 episodes right there. But anyway, so I have that list of all the spiritual warfare books in my library. What I'm going to do is I'm going to add more pages and more books, theological books, Bible study books, different books that I think are really cool that I would recommend for you guys. And a lot of them are books that if you went to Mardell Christian book store and you ask them about these books, they wouldn't even know they exist because they're only told about new books that are being published that have jacked up high prices that the publishers want to push. They're not going to have knowledge about these books I'm telling you about. And, they're part of the machine. You know, write a book, update it, make more money. And the update was only like a page and a half. The book costs $40 or $50 when you can buy previous edition for 10 or 15 online. I mean, let's just be honest, it's a money-making machine. There's no difference between what they're doing and the world is doing. There's just not. But I'm going to point you guys in direction of the correct books that you should have that are really solid, and they're going to come from a variety of different views because I have a very holistic, classical education type of way of looking at things. But they're all going to be rock solid. So I'm going to continually update and edit the page for book recommendations. And I'm looking at the books right now in my bookshelves. Something else, and this is kind of random, but several of you guys know, you know me and you know that I really enjoy fragrances. So something I'm going to do is, I really enjoy learning about really expensive fragrances that smell good because I'm very sensory and I don't know, I just love things that smell good. So I stay away from junior high boys. I stay away from poopy-mouthed puppies because they don't smell good. So I stay away from those. But there are companies. Okay, let me go back. Something that's really big right now in here. Here's a term, frag com. You know, they're goofy, insecure guys that overspray and force themselves on people when they go in a room and everyone gags and they're like, "Who's the idiot that oversprayed?" But yeah, okay, they have their little thing, Fragcom. So they have to give themselves a cool little name so that they feel like they're valuable. But because they're insecure. But anyway, I'm going to use their term just for the heck of it. It means fragrance community is typically online. And what these guys do is they work super hard, but they don't really have social skills. So they make all this money doing things where they don't interact with people, and then they have all this money at the end of the month. They say, "Ooh, I don't have any social skills and I'm really insecure and I dress like a nerd, but I have $500 this month to spend on a fragrance." So what they do is they go online and type in fragrances that women love, and they buy all these fragrances, pay $500 for a fragrance. They get it, and then they're like, "Okay, I've got this fragrance. I don't need to take a shower. I don't need to wear deodorant. I'll just spray my clothes because these guys on YouTube say that I'm going to smell amazing. All the women are going to want me." And they even have a, guys, check this out. They even have a term for it. They call them panty dropper fragrances. That's what they call them. So you've got all these guys that used to be part of the underground pickup artist society that don't know how to talk to women properly. And they spend all this money on fragrances because they've got high paying jobs that are antisocial. And anyway, these guys will pay $500 a month for fragrances. They don't care how expensive they are. So what I do is I practice a principle that one of my best friends and one of my mentors taught me, and he's with the Lord now. He passed away during COVID, but one of his famous quotes was called "Be the remora." And the remora is that fish that looks like a mini shark, and it swims along the mouth of these sharks, and the shark will eat something, and then some of the food will fall out the side of the mouth of the shark, and the remora will be there, and he'll just shadow the shark and follow the movements of the shark, and the food will come down, and he'll have a full belly, and he won't have to do any work. So I apply that principle. What I do is there are some different people that I listen to and I watch on YouTube. They're a part of the fragrance community. And what I do is when they do reviews on fragrances, if there's something that I think sounds good, I'll write it down. And then I'll look it up on a number of different websites that make copy fragrances of super expensive stuff. So I have a number of websites that I've purchased fragrances from, and I have purchased their copies of super expensive fragrances, and I have a bunch of them. And for example, excuse me, there might be a fragrance for $500 to $800, maybe something like a perfumer named Clive Christian or Kilian or Roja Parfums. They're all European. And my mouth's getting dry. They're all super expensive. They're complex. They smell amazing. No one is going to smell like you if you wear these. If you are dressed nice and well-groomed and confident, and you look people in the eye when you shake their hand and you pay attention to them, you don't go up to someone like so many of these totally shallow people I met in Austin, where you go to a gathering and as soon as they shake your hand, they're looking for the next person to shake hands. There was a guy that I looked at him. I said, "Do you realize you've asked me my name 7 different times? You've done the same thing. You realize how freaking offensive that is?" Okay, so there are a lot of people like that. If you've been to a networking meeting, you know what I'm talking about, especially networking with real estate agents. Oh my gosh, don't ever do that. It make you lose your pizza if you ate pizza before you went. But the point I'm getting to is you want to be unique, you want to smell expensive, you want to smell appealing to the people around you, and it's really cool when you've got your act together and you smell great, and someone says, "What are you wearing? I've never smelled that before." And then you look at them, and if they're a really creepy guy, you tell them, "Oh, you can never afford it. Don't worry about it." If you want to be a little bit cocky, a little bit arrogant, and get your point across, I'll say that sometimes. If it's a lady and the creeper guy is not there trying to shadow you and listen to what the pretty girl likes so that he can try to trap her, put her in the corner and not let her leave, even though he's making her feel really weird and won't stop talking to her, which happens in groups. I'm speaking from personal experience rescuing many women from guys like that. But, you know, you can tell the lady, and maybe you know about more fragrances, and you can say, what kind of fragrance do you like? I can tell you where to go and save money. Which brings me into this part. On the website, I am going to put the names and links to different companies that make copy fragrances of these expensive ones. But here's the deal. In the last 2 years, technology has gone through the roof and the quality has gone through the roof to the point where it's virtually indistinguishable. Every aspect of the expensive original can be duplicated. It is absolutely incredible. I never thought that would happen, but it's happening now. And for example, one of the companies in the United Kingdom, you know, the original 30 mil or 1 ounce fragrance might be like $500. And one of the companies, you can get an identical copy that is 50% perfume oil, which is an extract concentration, the highest you can get. You can get it for like $20 to $25. And that's before any discounts or free shipping or anything like that. This is information that people hold close to the vest, but I'm going to put it on my website. I'm going to make a page. I'll put a link so you guys can see it. I'm not doing any affiliate links. If you guys want to support me and what I'm doing and you appreciate what I'm doing and the value I'm providing, you guys can support me if you want to. That's the other thing. There are different ways to support my ministry that I'm going to put up. I've always felt really, really, really uncomfortable when people give me money and people know that. I mean, I've had people, you know, invite me to dinner and then trick me and say, oh, I'm paying for dinner tonight, get what you want. And then I always get a burger because I don't want them to spend money on me. That's just the kind of person I am. But I realize that if I'm going to do this podcast and it's going to be a ministry, that I do need support from people. And to be honest with you, even though I'm buying things and selling them and I'm doing DoorDash and things like that, my dream come true would be to do this podcast and bring my laptop with me and record episodes during the week and be on the road and meet with groups of people and encourage them and speak into their lives and train them. That would be my dream come true. It's always been my dream to do that. And I feel like the way that can happen is if I do a good job with this podcast and people support what I'm doing, and that provides money to be able to do it. So there is, let's see, I am going, okay, this is another way you can support. I'm either going to have a PayPal donate button on a donation page, or I'm going to do something with the store because they would take the same amount of money out either way and just have different amounts that people can adjust however they want to if they want to support what I'm doing. That is going to be something. With fragrances, if you feel overwhelmed and you would like some professional knowledge on what direction to go with recommendations, things like that, my friends have convinced me to put a $20 button on there so that I can do a consultation with someone and send you different fragrances that would match what you're looking for and put you in the right direction, because fragrances are overwhelming. But I have Asperger's, so it's not overwhelming for me. But you would get advice from someone that has over 500 different fragrances and over 200 different perfume oils of expensive copies. So I could put you in the right direction. Just to give you an idea, even if you get a popular designer fragrance today, like at Sephora or Ulta Beauty or something, you're looking at $150 to $180. So why not pay $20 for some advice? It supports the podcast, supports my ministry, and I can give you 5 to 10 solid recommendations and tell you where to get them for $20 instead of $180 to $200. That's called sound investing. So I'm happy to do that for you guys. I need to find ways to support the podcast, so I'm trying to provide a variety of different things that will help people out, save them money and everything, and help me get to the point where I can do this full time. So there are the fragrances. I believe, I try to focus more on fragrances from the United Kingdom and Greece and Switzerland. Believe it or not, shipping is not super expensive. It can be even more expensive in the US than it is in Europe. I couldn't believe how cheap I was able to get things sent here from Greece. So, you'll save a lot of money doing that, trust me. And the fragrances smell absolutely amazing, better than anything you'll find at Sephora or Ulta. So that is fragrances, and that is fragrance oils. And I'll talk about that in a podcast, the difference and what I think is the best way to go for you guys, depending on your budget. Something else is I'm going to have a page where I have links to the different selling platforms I'm on. For example, I have over 3,000 books priced between $5 and $7 or $8 plus shipping on eBay. They're all in excellent condition. There are books that are dramatically underpriced, and I just made the decision that I was going to price them low so that people could have them and they could afford something good in this terrible economy. And so I have all those books on eBay. There is a website called Mercari. They also have an app. And what I do on Mercari is I put my clothing and footwear and hats and Bibles and cookbooks. So that's what I do there. But I think I'm going to take the books off of Mercari, to be honest with you. They don't really sell very fast there. So I will have a link to Mercari, and I will say, okay, if you guys want to buy some clothing or footwear or hats, you can buy it on Mercari, and that will help support the podcast. So instead of just giving a donation, you'll have something in your hand, just like you would with the books. I am on Poshmark, but they take 20%. And if I put something on Poshmark for 25, everyone wants to give me an offer for 20, and then the price goes from 25 to 20, and then Poshmark takes 20%. So my $25 item is 16. So I'm not going to put a link to Poshmark. I'm just going to let that one ride. Here's another that I'm also doing. There is a website that's been around for a while. It's kind of like a mirror image of eBay. And they have a new owner, and the owner is investing money into the company, and they're actually doing an excellent job of revamping it. And it's called Bonanza. It's bonanza.com. I will put a link there for you guys. And they have all the same stuff as eBay. Their fees are pretty much the same. But the thing is, the company has the ability to open up. You open up an account on Bonanza, and you press a button, and it imports all of your products from eBay onto their site perfectly. And not only that, but when an item sells on their site, it automatically deletes it on eBay. And if something sells on eBay, it automatically gets deleted on Bonanza. Now, the thing that's interesting about this is that there are all these other companies that I mentioned, and they've got a ton of money, so much more money than Bonanza. But none of them have the ability to do what Bonanza does. And no one can figure out how Bonanza is so good at it. And what I am doing is this week, right now it is Sunday night, the 29th of April. This week I'm going to finish setting up my account with Bonanza. And I'm going to put a link to that for you guys as well, knowing that everything on eBay is going to be on that same site. But the difference is, if you buy the item on Bonanza, you're going to save 2.5% more than if you bought it on eBay. And to me, if I can save you guys even 2.5%, that'll add up, you know? And it doesn't affect how much I get, because it's just a different way of figuring out the numbers for Bonanza. So I will put a link to that, and I think it would be pretty cool if you guys would go to Bonanza first, knowing that the same products are on that site over eBay. I don't know. I just think it would be pretty cool to get established on Bonanza. So there's that. As far as my ministry goes, my initial footprint is going to be my podcast. And I'm going to be talking about, the kind of things I've been talking about. But I'm also going to talk about things going into this coming year and into the future regarding finances. For example, investing and trading stocks and commodities and things like that. I'm going to tell you guys what stocks I'm trading right now. And I'm not someone that's talking out of their sphincter when I talk stocks. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not certified, but I'm beyond certified. So legally, I'm not certified, but I've been mentored by my buddy that was a master trader for over 50 years. And he charged $400 an hour to teach people, and he spent a week full time and taught me everything because he believes in what I'm doing. And he said, "I know that you'll support missions and you'll further the kingdom of God if I teach you this." And he had a tear in his eye when he told me that. And he said that I reminded him of himself, and he believed in me, and he wanted to do that as part of his legacy was to teach me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that experience. I'm going to point you guys in the directions I'm looking on some of these investments and why I'm choosing them, and talk about them. And I need to figure out a time to do that. I would like to pick out one day a week, one podcast a week to do that. That's something I like to do. I'm going to talk about spiritual stuff one day a week initially. And well, everything's going to have the Word of God as a base, but and I would like to talk about different ways to resell and make money. That's a topic that a lot of people would like to pick my brain on, and I've got a lot of ideas for that. Talking about different types of things you can sell, why you would sell them, characteristics that make them differentiated. A lot of things like that. I don't want it to be like all these reselling channels on YouTube. I want it to be different. I want it to be my take. When I was at the Goodwill outlet, I would go two or three times a day when I lived in Round Rock, Texas. And it was funny because you go there and everyone thinks they're an expert. And usually I'd walk up and down the aisles of bins and I would just look, and people would be like, "What's he doing?" And then one day a guy came up to me that he's a smart guy. He works in real estate insurance. And he looked at me, he said, "You know what, Lance? I have been watching you. And call me crazy, but I think you're the smartest guy in this building." I looked at him and smiled and said, "Why is that?" And he said, "Because you will come here and you will use nothing but your eyes. You might touch material one time and just drop something." And he said, "We all watch you and we don't know how you know and how you analyze things, but you'll come here, you'll pick up two or three things, and you'll leave, and we'll check your eBay and find out you sold it for $150 when we spend the whole day here and we don't get that much in all the stuff that we bought." And he said, "There are people here that try to follow you when you come here and they try to watch what you're doing. They can't figure out what you're doing." And I said, "Well, they don't need to figure it out then." And he said, "Have you ever thought about, doing a podcast, doing a YouTube channel, this, that, and the other?" And I said, "They couldn't pay me enough to do it." And I didn't tell him I was going to do this. So you guys are listening right now. You have the inside scoop. And you know what? I'm creating all these different ways to educate you guys, to help you out, make money, to make you smell good, to grow closer to God, things like that. And so I'm going to provide a lot of value. And I decided I'm not going to do affiliate links where I make a commission on anything. I'm just going to trust that if you guys feel like I'm providing value, that you'll support what I'm doing and throw a tip in the tip jar once in a while. And then this will grow. And at some point, I'll be able to hop in my car and say, "Hey, I know so and so. Listen to my podcast over here. I think I'm going to go there and talk to their Bible study and pray with them this weekend. Or I can go over here and this person listens to my podcast, and I can go to Evansville, Indiana, and meet the guys at Now You See TV and spend the night at the Puritan Barn and spend serious time in warfare prayer with them and protection for what they're doing." Man, that would be a dream come true. I would just love to do that. That'd be amazing. So, I feel like that's what God wants me to do. I feel like He wants me to be a traveling watchman slash prophet, however you call it. And You know, it's good for a prophet to have a car because by the time he opens his mouth, people are going to be chasing him and throwing rocks at him anyway. So why not have a car to hop in and get out of town, go to the next place and do it again, right? So like I said, right now it is April 29th, Sunday night, 12:49 a.m. For some reason, late at night, I always get inspired to talk because the Lord shows me stuff. I laid in bed for an hour and a half before this, and the Holy Spirit was like, okay, get up, I'll make you awake, I'll put things in your mind, open your mouth, let me talk through you. So here I am doing it. But this week, the plan is to get those things completed. Definitely links to the fragrance places, definitely links to my selling platforms. You know what? Something else. Something I've noticed in the church is that extremely, and when I say church, I'm talking institutional church, it is extremely lacking in solid biblical teaching. And something that I'm good at is discerning what solid biblical teaching is. And I'm still trying to figure out how to organize it, but what I'd like to do on my website is have a section for different YouTube channels where they have really good teaching. And I don't think I'm going to post videos because that would take forever, but I am going to put links. And I can tell you right now, I am a fanboy of Leonard Ravenhill and David Wilkerson. And David Wilkerson founded Times Square Church in New York. And the guy that came after him that took over was Pastor Conlon, C-O-N-L-O-N, is how you pronounce his last name. And he is amazing. He is so good. He's like, it is so cool to see the lineage from David Wilkerson. And David Wilkerson looked up to Leonard Ravenhill. And then you look David Wilkerson to Conlon. And now Conlon is doing international ministry. And Tim Delena, D-I-L-E-N-A, he has taken over at Times Square Church. And he is like them too. And it is such an awesome thing to see. Because so many times, when something good is happening, the devil will put someone right next to it, and then it'll get taken over and turned apostate. But that hasn't happened at Times Square Church. It just makes me so incredibly happy because I've seen it happen so many times. But guys, you probably have not heard of Conlon or Delena, but I'm telling you guys, they are rock solid. They are rock solid. They are not Baptist. They're not Pentecostal. They're like me. They have the same beliefs that I do. They believe in the fivefold ministry, but they don't push it on everyone. They believe that if things are done, they need to be biblically done. And they don't put God in a box and say, well, this, and this, therefore this. They say if God is going to do it, it will be according to his character, and it will be done biblically. And they're open to that. And it's so awesome. I'm just super excited that Tim Delena is there. I had not heard of him before, but I've watched several of his preaching, and I was like, man, this sounds like a young version of Leonard Ravenhill. So awesome. So excited about it. But I'm going to put some links to that. I do like Jonathan Kahn, and I'll talk about Torah observant born again Christians. I'll talk about that too at some point. I think it's important to understand what's going on in that whole thing. And yeah, I've got some stories. You may have heard one in a previous podcast already. I did those podcasts over a year ago, so I'm not sure if I mentioned it. But it's pretty awesome. But that is what I'm doing. I'm providing you guys different things that give value because I feel really uncomfortable when people support me and I feel like I'm not doing anything for it. I feel like that breeds comfort. I feel like that breeds laziness. And I'm not going to be a nonprofit. I will never be a nonprofit, mark my words. Oh, man, that'll go too long if I talk about that, but I'll talk about it in future. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to weave in being a nonprofit with Sam Kinison. So that's, yeah, Sam Kinison is the comedian when I was in high school that died, and the church got real angry because he would make jokes about the church and Jesus and stuff. He was a Pentecostal revival preacher before he got into comedy. And everything that I thought about him, even though no one agreed with me, turned out to be true. And I had only been a Christian for about a year when he died, but everything was confirmed that I thought. And I thought that was pretty awesome. But anyway, yeah, I will let you guys know in a short podcast episode when the website's done. Hopefully, 1 week from now, that's the plan. And I will start putting the link to the website in the description of my podcast and everything. So if you guys like books, I'm telling you, I've got some amazing books for $5 that, for the life of me, I think eBay is hiding them for some reason. Call me a conspiracy theorist, but I think they are hiding them for some reason. And if people knew they were around and they were available, I would probably get 200 or 300 orders in one night. And maybe God's protecting me because honestly, I can probably only handle about 20 or 25 orders a night without being overwhelmed. So even though I have everything organized really well, I'm looking at about one third of them right now. I've got six bookshelves that are 8 feet tall and seven shelves in each one. And they are absolutely packed with books, and they're good books. So, anyway, that's it for tonight. And thank you for listening. And I will see you guys shortly. Have a great night. Bye.